It's snowing again, Grace King said to Snooze. If it keeps up, we're going to have a white Christmas. Won't that be something? Snooze, the 5-year-old dachshund who hadn't been named by accident, opened one eye, stared at her for a few seconds, then darted under his favorite quilt. Grace knew he wouldn't reappear for several hours. He was truly the most unsocial animal she'd ever cared for, and that was saying a lot. She'd taken care of a variety of animals during her 3 years as a professional pet sitter. From pampered felines to retired greyhounds to ornery parrots, she'd sat for them all. Grace even once watched a high school science teacher's iguana named Sam. With every animal, she'd managed to find something to connect with. Sometimes all it took was a special treat or a couple of games of fetch, or, in Sam's case, fresh crickets. Snooze, all 14 pounds of stubbornness, was starting to be her most difficult charge. No matter what she did, the little wire-haired dachshund didn't want anything to do with her. It was frustrating, but at least she knew the reason. Snooze was pouting. He missed his family and was extremely displeased that he was having to spend Christmas with her. Only her. Grace knew exactly how he felt. It wasn't supposed to be this way. When Mr. and Mrs. Lee booked her services back in September, they'd kindly told Grace that she should feel free to have any of her siblings or one of her girlfriends keep her company while she lived in their big house for 2 weeks. Imagining quiet evenings spent on their soft leather couches, in front of their fireplace, with her best friend Jennifer or one of her sisters, Grace jumped at the chance. She was the second oldest of 6 children, and while she loved, loved, loved them all, she was also the quietest of the King family. They were a noisy and gregarious lot. They were easily excited, had definite opinions about everything, and were constantly in each other's business. Grace sometimes found them to be overwhelming. No, that wasn't quite true. The truth was that she found them to be overwhelming most of the time. She wasn't exactly sure why God had given her a quiet demeanor in the midst of such a rambunctious crowd, but he had. Usually, she took her family's boisterousness in stride, but at Christmas, everything just seemed to get worse. Christmas at their house was anything but plain and simple. Though they didn't have a tree or strung lights from the roof, her mother would hang Christmas cards down the banisters, light cranberry-scented candles from morning till night, and even sing Christmas carols to herself when she didn't think anyone was listening. And then there was the baking, and the wrapping, and the dozen holiday projects in various stages of completion scattered all through the house. It was a little bit chaotic for someone like Grace, who enjoyed the quiet almost as much as she enjoyed being alone with a good book. Grace had planned to use the Lee's beautiful, roomy, quiet house as her Christmas escape. She'd planned to attach Snooze's leash to his collar and take him home for a few hours every day so everyone could play with him. Then, when they were both tired, she'd usher him back to his fancy house where they could revel in the peace and quiet. But almost as soon as she'd said goodbye to Mr. and Mrs. Lee and got snubbed by Snooze, the Lord rearranged her plans. Mam's parents contracted a bad case of the flu and were so weak that the whole family, well, everyone except her, journeyed up to Ohio to spend the holiday at Mommy's and Dottie's house. Then Jennifer and her family decided to travel for the holiday as well. Now, to make matters worse, Grace's only companion had turned out to be an unsocial dachshund who would rather sleep under an old quilt than spend time with her. She was feeling a little blue and restless, too. None of the books she'd brought with her caught her interest. Neither did the puzzle she'd placed on the kitchen table. It seemed she was pouting, too. After staring out the window again, then surveying the sparkling clean and far too quiet room, Grace came to a decision. She needed to stop feeling sorry for herself. It was only day 2 of her 15-day job. Something had to be done. Snooze, let's go for a little walk. The dog stuck out its tiny brown nose. I see you thinking about it. Come on, it will be fun. Snooze grumbled when she scooped him up into her arms, but didn't try to wriggle free. Feeling encouraged, Grace clipped a leash to his collar and set him back down. Then she threw a scarf around her neck, stuffed her feet into boots she'd neatly placed by the door, grabbed her black cloak, and led Snooze outside. After closing the shiny black door behind her, she sighed in pleasure. The Lee's front yard was a winter wonderland, rolling hills covered in white, clumps of trees and bushes arranged in artful arrangements, a lovely walkway meandering over to the side of the house, and bright red cardinals perched on a black wrought iron feeder. A couple of squirrels were chattering in the distance. It all looked and felt like something out of a Christmas card. "You surely have quite a home, Snooze," she murmured.